Good morning. Our question today is, what's the purpose of having a smicha? A Rav having a smicha, for example, he goes to yeshiva and receives a smicha from the yeshiva, or he takes bechinas, takes smicha exams from a certain gadol and receives smicha from that Rav. What's the purpose of smicha nowadays? So in fact, the Ramah in Yorah Deah Siman Reish Membeis discusses this very issue, and he says the concept of smicha nowadays, because it's different, it wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua and this Kenim. That smicha chain ended, unfortunately, so the smicha nowadays is not that. So the Ramah brings two different opinions on this. Opinion number one is that so people should know that this individual who has smicha from his Rebbe, he is higia lahora, he has reached the level of being able to paskin shailas, and that he has permission from his Rebbe to paskin shailas. And accordingly, and this is a big point on this shita, is if the Rebbe has already passed away, that student of the Rebbe does not need smicha. The whole concept here is to show that this individual has reshus, has permission from his Rebbe, and he's not overstepping his bounds when he paskin shailas. That is talking about when the Rebbe is alive. If the Rebbe has passed away, then he no longer needs the reshus, the permission of his Rebbe to paskin shailas, and smicha is accordingly not necessary. That is shita number one brought by the Ramah. And then the Ramah brings a different shita as follows, and there are major nafkaminas between them. There's an opinion that says that anyone who does not have smicha to be a posek, lemoreno, to be a posek, and he gives gittin, he orchestrates gittin and chalitzas, ein b'masav klum, that those actions that he takes in those two specific areas, talking about gittin and chalitzas, they are not effective whatsoever, and you have to be concerned. V'yishlachus legittin v'chalitzas shenasan im lo sheyadu l'kol shemum chalorabim, and you have to be concerned that the gittin and the chalitzas that he did are treif, they're not kosher. You have to be concerned because he doesn't have a smicha to show that he has expertise in those areas, unless, and this is an important, unless it is known that he is a mumcha, he's commonly known to the rabbim that this is a major talmid chacham. If that's the case, then he can get away without having smicha. So we see here two reasons with major nafkaminas. Reason number one is to show that the person has permission from his Rebbe. He has permission from his Rebbe to paskin shailas, and accordingly, that only applies if the Rebbe is alive. If the Rebbe has passed away, you don't need a smicha. On the other hand, the second shita is that we need somebody to have smicha, in particular when it comes to gittin and chalitzas. This is irrelevant. Those are two very sensitive areas of halacha that it has to be done correctly, and they're very complicated. And accordingly, if the person doesn't have smicha, regardless of whether his Rebbe is alive, that doesn't matter to us. In the second shita, that person has to have smicha to show that he has an expertise in those two areas. And if he doesn't have smicha, unless he is a massive Talmud Chacham, then we have to be concerned he may have not done the gittin and chalitzas correctly. So the Sefer Minhag Yishal Torah goes into a little bit more detail on these two different opinions in the Ramah. He says that, in fact, this is discussed more in detail in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe was written by the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserlist. Those were his comments on the tour, and thereafterward he wrote comments on the Shulchan Aruch. So in his Darkei Moshe, he cites as follows, that the first opinion is that of the Rivash. And as mentioned before, the concept of the Rivash, the first opinion, is that everyone should know that this person is paskining shailas with permission of his Rebbe, and then accordingly, it's only relevant when the Rebbe is alive. You have to know that he has permission, but if the Rebbe has passed away, then you don't need smich. That we said already. The second opinion has a lot more information as follows. The second opinion that we mentioned, that the two particular areas that you have to be careful with are gittin and chalitzas that would require smicha. In fact, this is the opinion of the Radach. But when looking inside the Radach, it's a little bit more expansive than this. The concept here of the Radach, that's the second opinion, the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, is as follows. So people shouldn't be jumping to be poskim we have to have a way to ensure that they pass the, have the credentials, that they have passed the test, that they are able to paskin. And accordingly, that is the requirement for smicha. It doesn't matter if the Rebbe is alive or not. In order to paskin shailas, it should be somebody who has smicha, that is musmach. And that shows that he is higia lahora, that he is able to paskin shailas. And in the absence of that, the person cannot be relied on unless he is a gavaraba, unless he's known, he's mefursam, he's very well known to be a major Talmud Chacham. Now, based on the second opinion, and this is really critical, we mentioned this before, it doesn't matter whether the Rebbe is alive or not, the credential will be required, smicha, in order to paskin shailas. And the second point is, if you look in the Radach himself, he does not limit it to only Gittin and Chalitza, only in those two areas. But he says it's much broader than that. It should be in all areas of paskening shailas, kol chelkei Torah Seinu Kedosha. It's simply when it comes to Gittin and Chalitza, because they're such strict areas, they're such important and significant areas in the ramifications. If a get is not kosher, if a Chalitza is not kosher, or very significant, you can't remarry without that. Accordingly, we're more machmir in those two areas, but it would be applicable in other areas as well. So that is those are two ramifications, two nafkaminas between these two shitas. Number one is only when the Rebbe is alive or not. So according to the first shita, it's only when the Rebbe is alive that you need smicha. If he's passed away, smicha is no longer necessary. That would be the Rivash. According to the Radach, even after the Rebbe has passed away, you need to make sure that this person has tremendous expertise, that he has the credentials, so smicha will be still required. And also, do we have an heightened level of scrutiny and requirements when it comes to Gittin and Chalitza? So according to the second opinion, yes, absolutely, we have to be more machmir in those areas. Now, just a couple more points here. The Chassam Sofer brings as follows in his Tshuvos, that very, very interesting language. Dea nosin shelo yikablu shum tzibur, that a tzibur should not take upon themselves any Rebbe without his having hatara, which with proper smicha, without having the credentials. If it did happen that a community does have a Rav and he's already appointed and he doesn't have smicha, but he is muflag b'tor, he's a massive Talmud Chacham, he is it's acknowledged and acclaimed that he really has expertise and a lot of experience, then having the smicha is not going to prevent him from doing his job. He can keep that position, but whenever searching for somebody, it really needs to be somebody who has smicha. Ach koze bishari horos, however, this would apply in all other areas of psak. However, when it comes to gittin, Asur imeinu nismach, you cannot rely on somebody who doesn't have smicha. That is a real area of expertise, that somebody absolutely needs smicha. In other words, he needs to learn from a Rebbe those areas of halacha in order to be orchestrating gittin. That is the Chassam Sofer. And the Maharam Shik, he actually was talking about one specific individual who was paskening shailas, and he didn't have a heter horoi, he didn't have smicha from his Rebbe. And the Maharam Shik says very strong language. He says, the minag b'chol tvusas Yisrael, throughout Klal Yisrael, is chalila le'achol ayedei horato shel mi she'in lo heter hora. Chas v'shalom, somebody should eat any food that is given a hashkacha by somebody who doesn't have smicha, and from somebody who is roi lahoros bedini isur v'heter. So smicha is very critical, according to Maharam Shik. Don't eat from a rav if he's giving hashkach, if he doesn't have proper smicha. That is how important it is, because again, this shows that the Rav has expertise. He has been ordained by his Rav, who has said that he is ro'i lo'ra, that he's able to paskin shailas. Have a wonderful day.